From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abilly reporting. A senior U.S. military official says the Pentagon is coming up with options for a possible strike in Syria after a chemical weapons attack blamed on President Bashar al-Assad killed about 100 civilians. The official tells VOA there have been meetings around the Pentagon and with the Joint Chief of Staff on what he says is President Donald Trump's verbal intent to take action in Syria. Flying to his talks in Florida with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Trump told reporters that what happened in Syria is a disgrace to humanity, and with Assad running things, something should happen. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, says he's temporarily withdrawing from the panel's investigation into alleged Russian hacking during the 2016 election campaign. Nunes said several activist groups filed accusations of impropriety against him with the Office of Congressional Ethics, and he would step back from the investigation until the charges are cleared up. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Nunes called the charges baseless, but said he believes it is in the best interest of the House Intelligence Committee and the Congress for him to allow Representative Mike Conway to temporarily take charge of the committee's Russia investigation. House Speaker Paul Ryan explained the move to reporters Thursday.
Chairman Nunes wants to make sure that this is not a distraction to a very important investigation, so he wants to go clear himself while this investigation continues on without any kinds of distractions.
Ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Adam Schiff, Thursday expressed his appreciation for Nunes' decision, saying it will allow the investigation to get back on track. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Syria and Russia are once again denying allegations that Syrian warplanes dropped chemical bombs on a rebel-held town in northern Syria this week. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim told reporters in Damascus Thursday the government didn't use chemical weapons during airstrikes on Khan Sheikhoun and would never use them. U.S. President Donald Trump is greeting Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort Thursday for a two-day summit. Mr. Trump hopes to pressure Beijing into doing more to rein in North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Earlier this week, Trump warned, if China is not going to solve North Korea, we will. His administration is considering sanctions against Chinese banks and companies that give Pyongyang access to international financing. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, Trump said the roughly $310 billion U.S. trade deficit with China is also high on the agenda. He said the U.S. has been treated unfairly and made terrible trade deals with China for many years. People suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD may eventually be helped by a low-cost antibiotic. Early studies show the drug doxycycline may be beneficial in the treatment of the psychiatric condition. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
People who've lived through a traumatic experience like war, natural disaster, or rape will sometimes relive the experience in their minds to a disabling degree. They experience hypervigilance, flashbacks, and nightmares. Psychological therapy is usually the treatment of choice to ease the symptoms, but the process is expensive and can take years. Now, scientists think they may be on to something better. With an antibiotic called doxycycline, an old, extremely cheap drug that is normally used to fight bacterial infections. For a memory to persist, according to Dr. Dominic Bach, it has to be reconsolidated or altered in some way. A clinical psychiatry researcher at University of Zurich and the Institute of Neurology at University College London, Bach has been conducting experiments with doxycycline. He suggests that it prevents reconsolidation of memories. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
Twitter has unveiled a new light mobile site aimed at emerging markets where people are still using slower 2G mobile connections. Twitter Lite will use less data and will be up to 30% faster than the full Twitter website. The service will be rolled out globally, but is primarily aimed at India, Africa, and parts of Latin America. I am G. Abilly in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.